never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is my friend and colleague here at WIPR, Jamila Krimple, who's also our digital producer. Good to see you, Jamila.
Good to be here, Tom.
Hope you had a nice Thanksgiving. So you're going to talk about a book by Anne Lamott. This is called Plan B, Further Thoughts on Faith.
Yes. And this book was published in 2006, and I read it about that time when it came out. And I have come back to this book. I'm a big Anne Lamott fan, and she's authored more than 15 books. Her latest is Hallelujah Anyway, which came out this year. But not even thinking about it, I don't think, I just gravitated back towards this book for some comparisons, some striking comparisons between what she was experiencing at the time of the book and what I have been experiencing in the past year and what the country's been experiencing. She writes about many things in this book, but one of the things that she writes about are her anxieties about turning 50, the loss of her mother, and her, as she puts it, her difficulty coping with a George Bush administration, George W. Bush. And in the past year, I've lost my mother. I've had a milestone birthday, and the country is experiencing some new terrain, I guess you could say, with our new president. So there's a lot of comparisons, and it's just an interesting, it's an interesting book to go back to. And one of her quotes is that I found humorous is, "Everyone has been having a hard time with life this year, not with all of it, just the waking hours."
The waking hours. And what strikes me about the title, and I haven't read this book yet, but when she talks about further thoughts on faith,
mm-hmm.
it's indicative of the fact that everybody's faith journey, such as it is, even mm-hmm. if it involves being a non-believer, is an evolving thing.
Sure.
I mean, you're not the same in that situation when you were 15 or 25 or 35
Absolutely.
Or 55. So mm-hmm. it's wonderful to see in the hands of a great writer how this progresses in her life.
Absolutely. And she often writes about faith and her spiritual journey and how she uses her faith and how she uses her humor to deal with life's ups and downs. One of the themes of this book and really all of her books, but this book, she talks a lot about how do we not lose our minds? How do we figure out what to do next? And how do we find God in troubled times? She is a Christian. She hasn't really been embraced by, I would say, the mainstream Christian community. I've read that some Christian bookstores will not sell her books because she is very irreverent about all things, including faith and God. She is quite radical in her political leanings. She wrote in one chapter about being arrested during a demonstration. She often curses in her books, but she shows herself. One of the things that I love about her is that she shows her humanity. She shows her flaws. And she says that that's one of the things that God loves about us is our flaws. So it's really it's really a great book.
WIPR's Jamila Krimple. She's the station's digital producer. She's recommending Plan B, Further Thoughts on Faith by Anne Lamott. Jamila, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at WIPR.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.